Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, this week it was pretty game specific. There's a lot of different things that change up when it comes to those type of things. I think you've seen a bunch of different personnel groups, or more personnel groups this year than you even did last year. And it was kind of like game specific on how you want to do it and how you want to deploy it. You know, whether you're talking about, you know, Bijan being out as a wideout, or yesterday, whether it being 13 and getting those guys out there being deployed in different spots. I think it was really game specific on the game planning that we want to have done for this week. And I think those guys, kudos to Zach, kudos to all the guys that had a part to do it. Obviously their coach Koger, he was the coach of today, having 13 personnel out there.
Yeah, so that's Falcons head coach Raheem Morris talking about some of what went into the offensive game plan against the Saints. I think Drake London not being available also plays into that as well. But I liked it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind. I mean, a game specific, all that kind of stuff, like maybe work some of that 13 personnel stuff in
when Drake
as the season
back.
Goes on, even when Drake gets back.
It's especially when you have an athletic guy like Kyle that can do things that wide receivers can, it makes it to a point where you can still make the look like a 12 personnel with him in the game. So, I mean, it has this different advantage, but you got to have the right tight end to be able to be it, make it a little bit more versatile tool than it has to be sometimes. But yeah, every week's a game plan specific type thing.
You always go in with
your basic stuff, but then you add wrinkles that they haven't seen, and then you try to see, and then when that's working, you try to add on top of that. And so, I think a lot of it was because Drake was not there, but I still think that when he's back, you're going to still see a little bit more of it. I think you're still going to see that with just Drake being that one receiver in 13.
Yeah, I suppose. So then Drake's what Kyle was, and then Kyle's what? Off the field?
He slides into whoever, because usually
it's only kind of 13 personnel because Kyle is technically a tight end.
Yes, right. Yeah, but that's what it is. And so whoever and it could be a game, play specific, whoever that single wide receiver was in, that will be Drake.
Right.
And so they'll run it like that with Drake. So, yeah.
That'd be interesting if you had Drake in the spot where Mooney was and then kept Kyle on the field. Yeah. That's a big bunch of receivers to throw the football to.
Yeah. So, they'll do it more and more like that.
Or maybe have Drake do what Kyle was doing, leave Mooney out there, and let those two blocking tight ends stay in there, too.
And that usually comes to it.
If Drake's doing what Kyle's doing, he probably catches some of those balls.
Yeah, but then it'll go back to just being 12 personnel.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Or in this case, we would call it, whenever in San Diego, when me and another tight end in without Gates, it would be Big 12. Mm. And so you take him out.
Okay, that's kind of what I'm talking about there. If you had Kyle not on there with Warner and Quinterano, however you say it.
Yes.
That'd be kind of a Big 12. Okay. Yeah. All right. Anyway, It seemed to work.
You were able to protect.
Yeah,
you needed it
for Kirk.
Yeah, you were able to protect, and I know that's why they did it, because you were able to protect and give Kirk that time. Now, the disadvantage is more or less it's going to be a two-man route with a late checkout by the back, but yet if you get the right look, like they got the perfect look for the Moody touchdown, you can't ask for anything better.
Yeah, and you kind of saw early they needed more protection.
Yes.
Like the Saints were getting home on Kirk Cousins early in the game, and then they kind of went more to that package, and it worked. I mean, he had plenty of time in the pocket. He was 16 of 23. The interception he threw wasn't really on him.
No, it was not.
And he made a couple really nice touchdown throws, too. So, you know, hopefully build off that. I would still say I give the ball to Bijan a little more. Yeah. I understand 14 carries, 70 yards, 5 yards a carry, and the game going the way that it went, like especially in the second half, you're scoring so fast, you didn't really have a chance to do that and possess the football. But that's pretty much always going to be a takeaway that I have, unless Bijan Robinson has 30 carries.
Yeah, they were trying to give him the ball. You know, and they were trying to find different ways to, because the Saints were doing good in the first half with the run. Mm-hmm. You know, and so they, you know, it wasn't a lot of room for him unless he did some things that Bijan does.
They only ran 52 plays.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. That third quarter. You know, it was a 78-53 or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that third quarter, I mean, they just took the air out of the ball. You know, they just were slow, methodical, you know, and converting first downs.
Right.
But it had nothing to show for it.
Right, nothing.
Yeah.
Because they'd get to the red zone and then start getting cute.
Yeah, instead of just doing the things that you did to get you down there.
Yeah, you're running it straight at them all the way down the field.
And then you try to go on the perimeter against this fast-ass defense.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
It's just bad coaching. It's just, I don't know. The Saints definitely out-Falcons the Falcons on Sunday. They're missing field goals. They're going away from what's working when they get close to the end zone. Bad decisions, obviously turning the ball over. Like, I don't know. There's a reason why teams are bad, and you saw pretty clearly why the Saints are bad on Sunday.
Oh, no. So, is Sonny Gray still good? Okay, you got to trade to Red Sox.
Oh.
Yeah, so, like, is he any good?
No. I mean, not like he was.
I mean, he was good. I was about to say, any good anymore?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, he got traded to the Red Sox?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You wanted him here?
No. Okay. I'm just curious if he was still good.
Oh, got it. Okay. Yeah. The Hawks take on the Washington Wizards tonight in Washington. They're terrible. So hopefully the Hawks can get another win. This is part of the in-season Emirates Cup tournament.
Yes.
It is an elimination game, so... Got to win to advance. The Wizards are. Do you know what the Wizards' record is?
They're 1-15.
They are 1-15. That is right.
Yes,
that is right. Because like it's one thing to say they're bad.
Yes,
they're the worst team in the NBA by a couple games, and that's who you got.
Everybody loves their young core. Everybody loves the young core.
Who's everybody?
I don't know. I just saw I saw a podcast or it's off season. Oh, the young core of the Wizards. You know, they got some good things because they got two steady veterans in Middleton and.
CJ,
yeah, they got two great mentors for these young guys.
Okay,
yeah, but you get a tax credit because they damn sure ain't winning.
Yeah,
yeah, you get them some tax tips. You know what not to spend your money on.
Yeah,
how to put your money in the 401k or something like that.
CJ McCollum, so much more focused on his vineyard than he is on being an NBA player these days.
You know what I'm saying?
That man's made $350 million and hasn't made an All Star team, which I absolutely love. Yeah. The hustle is phenomenal.
Let me get my vineyard.
Yeah, now he's got a vineyard.
I mean,
he's like just.
That's the new thing, though,
he's
man.
Doing his thing.
That's the new thing is the vineyards and you know, because my thing is after like four or five bottles, I'm all, you know, I don't be knowing the difference. I ain't one of them dudes that be, oh, yes, this is a.
After four or five bottles of wine?
Four or five cups.
Okay.
Four or five cups. I'm sorry. I didn't say bottles.
Say four or five bottles of wine, you're not going to know the difference between
five,
anything.
Four or five cups. Four or five cups of wine. I'm pretty good after that, but that's what this. I'm telling you, all athletes are getting into this thing now.
Yeah,
this wine thing, dude.
Wine, or maybe you got like a, maybe you have like a Cavassier
or something. They're getting into the liquor business, man. Good for them.
What's the gap? Like, all right, they got the wine.
Mm-hmm.
People are doing whiskeys and stuff. Where can we get in? Where's the gap in the market?
I'm telling you, dog.
People still drinking Alizé?
That's what I was going to be my suggestion,
Alizé.
Man. We could get into malt liquor.
Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah, malt liquor.
Maybe like, malt liquor's coming back.
Yeah, man, but it's not going to say liquor. It's going to say liquor on the bottle, though.
Sure,
you know, but, I mean, we could take over the bull. Slitch malt liquor bull.
Okay.
We could take that over. Because not too many, like, and I ain't seen one in decades.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody's still out there drinking that Slitch malt liquor.
They're out there.
They're out there
Somebody's
somewhere.
Out there.
Somebody out there right
they're
now.
They're probably listening right now.
With the Slitch. In the brown bag, brown bag,
like the fortified wine. You know, all these fancy guys with their vineyards,
mm-hmm.
like MD 2020, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, why not? Why,
I mean, Andy and Randy 2020.
There's still a market out there.
Oh, absolutely.
There's still a market.
College kids and homeless people.
Yes,
there's
a market.
There's
for
always going to be those
there's
people.
There's a market, man.
19-year-olds who don't have very much money. That's And if that's our market,
yeah,
great.
We just might have to just readjust the ingredients.
Night Train.
And just all we got to do is redo the ingredients a little bit.
Cisco, remember that stuff?
And a big old cup.
Just get a headache thinking about it. But anyway, I don't know.
I don't think I've ever been. I don't think I've ever had Cisco.
I have.
Yeah, I don't think I've.
Cisco.
Yeah, I don't think I. I don't know. I think I've had everything.
MD 2020, obviously.
I've had that, but I don't think I've had
the blue one. Oof.
I don't think I've had Cisco. I can't. If I have, I just can't remember.
Night Train.
That's probably why.
There's another one too that's real bad. It's like cough syrup, basically, but it'll get you there.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, you do the math. I got $1.99, and that one's got the highest alcohol content.
Let me get a bottle of that.
Let me get that stuff.
Let me get a bottle.
That'll get me where I need to go. All right, here's Kirby Smart talking about Haynes King.
I don't think people understand how fast this guy is. Like, he can run, and he was a great athlete in high school, track guy. I mean, the stories are all over of his success and his stories of where he's been and the injuries he's been through. And you see the hits he takes. I mean, yeah. he just gets stronger with each hit.
He's a hell of a player, man. And he gets the crap knocked out of him. You can tell when he's like, because he'll lay there for a second, but he'll pop his ass back up, man.
He's like, all right, give me a second.
Give me a second.
All right, help me out.
And then he just keeps going and going. I mean, this dude is a absolute freaking warrior. I already know what Kirby and Shue are talking about, quarterback runs, quarterback counters, quarterback sweeps. That's how they got back in the game with those quarterback draws. I mean, that is going to be an emphasis. Don't know if CJ is going to play in this game or not. But, I mean, when you talk about a guy that can go get it, it's Haynes King.
Yeah.
And
that's got to be, like, I mean, losing the game to Pitt is the frustrating part. But, like, to hear other coaches and Kirby in this case saying that has to be a little extra frustrating, remembering how the game went against Pitt. Like, yeah, he is really fast. He's a great runner. Why do we wait so long to use that?
Yep.
Like, we should have been doing that from play one.
I doubt they do that this game.
No, they can't.
They're going to come at Georgia. I think Georgia Tech, in my opinion, is good enough to beat Georgia. They're not going to. But, I mean, if you mess around and don't get a crowd, because Pitt did the best job of anybody this year with first down defense.
Yeah.
They kept Georgia Tech out of what they wanted to do, which is if you're going to be in third down, we're going to be in third and three, and we're going to take this big physical quarterback, and we're going to run, and he's going to lean four for four.
Yep, it was third and long.
Yes, and that's what that's what Pitt did so well in that first half.
Their
was keep them out of there.
They
were flying and hitting.
Yep.
That was the biggest thing about that. They were flying and hitting, but I don't think early on that Buster and the offense for Georgia Tech put them in a bind because of what they were like playing towards Pitt.
Yeah.
Instead of doing what they do.
They kind of made themselves one-dimensional. Yeah. And I don't know if they were planning on kind of rolling it out as the game went on, or maybe they thought they had an advantage over. That has to be what it is. They thought they could throw the ball on Pitt and win.
Why go away from what you?
Well, I don't know. I don't with everything on the line. Why go away from who you are? And I mean, you're right. I mean, Tech definitely has guys and has the ability. They're going to be up for it, obviously. But I don't know, man. Like they're leaking.
Yeah.
It's been ever since obviously the NC State game, that defense is just
it's been bad.
Limping.
It's been bad. And Georgia's
playing their best football.
And Georgia's got to take
playing
advantage.
Their worst football.
And Georgia's got to take advantage of it. I know it's a home game for Georgia Tech, but that place is going to be red.
Yeah.
Yeah, that place is going to be red.
Georgia's favored by 14 and
are
a half.
They?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it's worse than that.
Yeah, Georgia, I mean, that's the thing about it is, get them out early.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the one thing about them, they're going to fight. Brett Key's team's going to fight. But just take their damn will, because that's what they're coming to do to you. They're coming to pound Georgia. But I think the one thing that you said, they're not playing their best ball, especially defensively, and Georgia's playing their best ball right now.
Yep. They needed to play them in September.
Yeah.
That would have been a good time to play them. Well, it's not a good time to play them right now.
They're playing well. They're playing really, really well, man. Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL games every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started.
First hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Probably not today. Probably not going to get out there.
Yeah, man.
Fun day. Hey, I got nine holes in yesterday.
Oh, word?
Yeah. I played a couple with Larry and the group that Dukes and Bell were with.
Uh-huh.
And then I joined up with.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Put the group in front of them because they still had a couple holes to play. Uh-huh. And then everybody went in, and I played like eight holes.
There you go.
Great.
There you go.
Little flask, the brown grass classic flask.
Brown grass.
All by myself listening to music.
That's a nice-ass flask.
That was like a little 90-minute vacation.
There you go.
Thanksgiving
the whole
week.
World was just
oh,
you.
It was so
you.
Great.
It's just you.
It was so great. All right, we'll come back. Mike Conti is going to join us. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.